UCSB reporter Casey Capacci has a story.
The UCSB community has opened its doors to evacuees of the Jesusita fire. The Recreational Center and the Thunderdome Event Center on campus have closed for service, and employees, many students, have refocused their efforts to helping out victims of the fire. UCSB student Erica Runhell rushed to volunteer as soon as she heard the news.
I got here this morning at like 1:30. I heard from a friend that they had an evacuation site set up, so we came over and tried to help them all set up some cots overnight. And so I left at like 3:30, and then I came back this morning at like 10, and we had about 500 more people here. So it was pretty amazing to see how quickly everything progressed.
Ms. Lip Peters, who stayed at the recreational center overnight, lost her previous home to the Painted Cave Fire in 1990.
Last night we got the call to really, warning, and then pretty soon, time to go.
What time was that about?
Oh, a little after 9 p.m., yeah. It just...
Did you have any time to gather your belongings?
Well, see, we've been watching from our backyard. We can see the mountain, okay? So we could see. It was really getting... It was really, I said to my husband, I'm going to start packing some of the important stuff, pictures. And the reason I know what to do was because I lost my home in the Painted Cave 19 years ago in the same area.
Lucy Popova, public affairs volunteer for the Red Cross and the communication graduate student at UCSB, recommends people to come to the MAC at the recreational center if they need a place to stay.
We have everything to provide for their immediate disaster cause needs. We have cots and blankets, safe place for them to stay. We're serving hot meals 3 times a day. We have coffee and snacks 24/7 and also plenty of water. We also have health services and mental health services on hand in case somebody needs it. And we have representatives of different agencies such as insurance on site for those who might need it.
Popova urges students and community members to help in Red Cross's efforts by volunteering.
But we also have a training tomorrow, and in order to get trained, you need to register between 9 and 10, and then the classes are from 10 till 6, and this is at the Goleta First Presbyterian Church. And all the information on that you can get on our website at www.sbredcross.org.
This is Casey Capacci reporting for KCSB Community News.
This is Roel Ballon. Thanking you for listening to KCSB Community News today. News was brought to you by Casey Capacci, Daniel Ambarenga, Robin Pennington, Kathy Murillo, Jordan Katz, and myself. Stay tuned for Gotcha Sports Spot, followed by Free Speech Radio News.